Hello, brave Korean learners. My name is Ari Lee. I'm your host of The Legit Korean, where I get to practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with The Legit Korean. On today's episode, you will hear about the thing that I'm proud of about my country. And after that, you will learn some Legit Korean expressions with a breakup song. Before starting today's episode, it's time for speaking assignment. So last week we learned some expressions about eating, and I gave you speaking assignments to record your voice speaking the sentences you made using the expressions you learned last week, and send your voice message to me on Instagram. And thankfully, I got some messages. Here they are.
안녕하세요. 저는 샹테오입니다. 샹테오 씨, 저녁 먹었어요? 네. 치킨하고 피자 시켜 먹었어요. 너무 배불러요. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요. 저 엘리아라고 해요. 아, 반 친구 같이 학교 수업 전에 라면을 끓여 먹으면 기분이 좋아지고 발걸음이 되게 가벼워요. 아, 매주 팟캐스트를 재밌게 듣고 있어요.
안녕하세요. 저는 리사예요. 요리했네요. 네, 김치찌개 끓여 먹어요. 그 맛이에요. 아, 저는 미나리 삼겹살을 구워 먹었어요. 고마워요.
안녕하세요. 제가 이걸 처음 도전해봤는데요. 아, 근데 제가 한국말 배우거든요. 근데 여기서는 같이 한국말 같이 할 사람이 없어서 좀 외로워요. 그래서 혼잣말도 자주 하고 막 미친 사람처럼 막 얘기하고 대화하고 그글 자고 막 그러거든요. 그래서 이 기회가 너무너무 좋아요. 아, 그럼 시작하겠습니다. 아, 저는 삼겹살 너무너무 구워 먹고 싶어요.
Thank you, Chantel, Elia, Lisa, and Louis for sending me your beautiful voices. I gave them my feedback on DM. They all did a wonderful job. I mean, I really can see that they are getting better and better, and they really sound more and more Korean as the week goes by. So I feel very happy. And I'm also learning that there are Korean learners who speak Korean better than me. I mean, I'm not joking. Sometimes I feel that, oh, this person speaks Korean better than me. So I just want to say you are awesome, and let's start today's episode. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today, I prepared the story about the thing that I'm proud of about my country, which is South Korean healthcare. I feel like I often talked about bad things about my country, like corruptions. So today I prepared the story about one of the best things about my country. I know there are many countries who have really good healthcare system, and my country is one of them. So we have a universal healthcare system where all Koreans have access to healthcare. Whether you are employed or not, whether you are rich or poor, almost all Koreans are under the National Health Insurance Program. So the government is the single national health insurer, and Koreans pay insurance fee to the government. But it doesn't mean that there aren't any private insurance programs. Even though there's this national program, a lot of Koreans have private health insurances as well. In order to pay for expensive hospital bills when they get serious disease like cancer or something. And South Korea's universal healthcare has two big characteristics. First, it kind of functions as additional income tax. So the more you earn, the more you pay. Then you might wonder how much Koreans pay for the healthcare. According to 2019 statistics, Korean employees' average health insurance fee is around $200 per month. And half of $200 is paid by the company. And there is minimum amount of payment and also maximum amount of payment. And the gap between the two is huge. So the minimum amount of payment you should pay whether you are employed or not is around $12 a month. And the maximum amount of payment for 0.01% Koreans is around $3,300 a month. Since the gap between the two is huge, some rich Koreans complain that it's a kind of second income tax. A few months ago, I talked about how popular cram school teachers in South Korea make as much money as BTS members make. Actually, recently, one really popular cram school teacher uploaded his receipt for the insurance fee, you know, healthcare insurance fee. It was around $3,300 or something. And he complained that I already paid income tax, but now this is too much for me, blah, blah, blah. So some very rich Koreans are not really happy about this. Okay, so that was the first characteristic of a Korean national health insurance program. And the second one is like a vice versa kind of thing. So the poorer you are, the more you get. Although South Korean healthcare is universal, so almost all Koreans are under the program. But there are people who cannot pay for the fee, like homeless people or people who are in severe poverty or severely impaired people. And these people do not have to pay for the insurance fee. And they are under a special program called the Medical Aid Program. And their hospital fee is almost free. For example, average Koreans pay around $9 for seeing a doctor and getting a medicine for cold. But people who are under this medical aid program pays only around $1. And I was surprised to know that I found this while researching for the podcast, and their hospital admission fee is completely free. But when a person has a serious disease like cancer, there are many other costs for a lot of treatments other than just admission fees. And some of them are not covered by universal healthcare. And in that case, hospital fee can be very expensive. Average Koreans prepare for this with some private insurance. But people who are under the medical aid program cannot afford these private insurance. So the government pays most of these expensive treatment fees for these people. So these are the two characteristics that I think the most distinctive about Korean healthcare. And if I give you my personal experience about healthcare, actually, one of my family members has dementia. My grandmother has it. And my family is taking care of her at home. We used to take her to daycare center, but after the pandemic started, she's staying at home. And since she cannot move, she cannot walk, or she cannot feed herself, so we needed some medical supplies. So we have a room for her, and in the room, we have this hospital bed, you know, really big, and you can adjust the levels of height or something. And we also have a wheelchair for her, and we are renting these supplies for free. The government pays for the rental fee, so it's free. So every South Korean whose family member has dementia can get these free medical supplies. Oh, and we also get free diapers from time to time because, you know, dementia patients need diapers. So I was really surprised to know there are these programs that support dementia patients and families. I think it's really cool. So my parents and I are having a really good time with my grandmother, partially thanks to these programs. My grandmother is super, super cute. Sometimes she remembers her name and her son's name, you know, my father's name, and her daughter-in-law's name, you know, my mother's name, but she doesn't remember my name. Yeah. It's sad, but I'm okay. Yeah. Because she's super, super cute, I can forgive her. It's time to speak some legit Korean, and today I brought a song that is sung by a very popular singer right now. Her name is Olivia Rodrigo, and the song is Driver's License. So today we are gonna learn some legit Korean expressions based on this song or inspired by this song. It's gonna be fun. I hope so. I think many of you know who Olivia Rodrigo is. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correct. I heard that she's really big right now. Her songs are topping a lot of charts in the world. And I recently started to listen to her songs, and I love them. The songs are relatable, and they are good. And also, most of all, I was able to understand a lot of lyrics while just listening. So I really love that. So the song we are going to look at today is Driver's License. It's about a girl. I don't know if it's her story or not. And it's about a girl who just got her driver's license after breakup. So the lyrics are, "You said forever, now I drove alone past your street. And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one." And actually, when I first listened to this song, I really focused on the lyrics to see if I can understand the lyrics or not, you know, English lyrics. And the song goes like, "I know we weren't perfect, but I'm never," you know, it goes like this. So I was like, yeah, I understood. And when this sentence ended, like, "Never felt this way for no one." And I was like, yeah, I just understood the whole sentence. So even though the lyrics is very sad, I was very happy. You know, I only focused on understanding the lyrics. But after understanding, I felt like, the song is very sad. Now it's time to be sad. Yeah. Okay, it's time to learn. Enough for silly small talk. The first word we are going to learn is driver's license. So driver's license in Korean is 운전면허증. Repeat after me. 운전면허증. So 운전 means driving and 면허증 means license. But you can also say just 운전면허 without 증. So we use both of them, 운전면허 and 운전면허증. Now I think you know what to drive as a verb in Korean is. So to drive is 운전하다. Repeat after me, 운전하다. So the first lyric, first sentence of this song is I got my driver's license last week. And if you say this sentence in Korean, it's 지난주에 운전면허증 나왔어. I just said in casual tone, but if you want to say it politely, just add 요 at the end of the sentence. Like 지난주에 운전면허증 나왔어요. Okay, and the second word we are gonna look at is suburb, which is one of the most common word in this lyrics. And the suburb in Korean is 교외. Repeat after me, 교외. And I want to say that please don't be confused with 교회, which means church. They sound very similar, but they are different. So suburb is 교외, and church is 교회. But when we say these words really fast, you might find really hard to distinguish, you know, suburb, 교회, church, 교회. So you have to focus on the context to see the difference. Oh, and do you know the difference between Korean love or breakup songs and American love and breakup songs? So this is something that I recently found, and I think in United States there are many car-related breakup or love songs, but we don't have many those kinds of songs. And I thought about why, and I think it's because in United States, teenagers can drive, right? But in South Korea, we have to wait till we become adult to be able to drive, to be able to get 운전면허증. And also, many Koreans have their first car after graduating college. So Koreans don't have any memory about car or driving, at least during teenagers or early 20s. So as a result, we have much less car-related breakup or love songs compared to Americans. Okay, and the next expression we're gonna learn is I'm so blue. Because she just had a breakup, she's very so blue. And I'm so blue in Korean is 너무 우울해. Repeat after me. 너무 우울해. Actually, if you say this sentence by syllable, it's 너무 우울해. And if you say this faster, it's 너무 우울해. And 너무 means so, and 우울해 means I'm blue or I'm gloomy. So whenever we feel so blue, we can say 너무 우울해, or 진짜 우울하다. So the lyric is like this: God, I'm so blue, no, we are through. So the last expression we're gonna learn is we are through. And we are through in Korean is 우린 끝났어. Repeat after me. 우린 끝났어. So 우린 is the abbreviated form of 우리는, meaning we. And 끝났어 means ended. So when we say we are through or we are over, we use the past tense, like ended, 끝났어. So for example, when your ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, or ex-lover texts you like, please let's go back to where we were kind of thing. But you don't want to, you can reply 우린 끝났어. Oh, and you can replace 우린 with a lot of things. So for example, if you say a K-drama title like Vincenzo, so you say, if you say Vincenzo 끝났어, it means Vincenzo has ended. And if you want to say your summer vacation is over, you can say 여름 휴가 끝났어. Okay, so today we learned some expressions based on Olivia Rodrigo's driver's license. Let's review what we learned. So driver's license is 운전면허증. Suburb is 교외. I'm so blue is 너무 우울해. And lastly, we're through is 우린 끝났어. So you did a really great job today. If you made it this far, it means you did a great job. I'm so proud of you. Please don't forget to send me your speaking assignment, which is to record your voice speaking the sentences you made using the expressions we learned today. And send your voice message to me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is legitkari. If you send it by Sunday, your voice will be on the next episode. And I will give you my feedback on DM. And as always, thank you for listening to my podcast. 항상 팟캐스트 들어주셔서 감사하고요. See you next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕! Thank you.